The locations of the Indian Air Force, IAF, jets being shot down in the recent skirmish have been revealed by security forces, delivering a significant blow to the Indian Air Force. During an operation on the night of May 6 to 7, the Pakistan Air Force, PAF, dealt a major blow to the IAF, successfully intercepting and shooting down multiple fighter jets across several locations. According to security sources, several Indian fighter jets were destroyed during the PAF's retaliatory strikes, resulting in pilots being injured or reported missing. One aircraft reportedly crashed in the Anantnag district located in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, IOCK, with a pilot feared dead. The ejection seat of the downed aircraft was recovered from the Gadul Kokurnag area, sources added. Sources further revealed that another IAF jet went down in the Pampora Pulwama region of IOCK, with both pilots sustaining serious injuries. They were transferred to a hospital in Srinagar for medical treatment. A third fighter jet crashed in the Pantiyal/Ramsu area of Ramban district. The pilot of that aircraft, Flying Officer Iqbal Singh, was injured and shifted to the Army Hospital in Udhampur. Yet another aircraft crashed in the agricultural fields of Bardakalan and Ignor Texel of IOCK. Both pilots ejected and were injured. They were moved to the Ignor Military Hospital for treatment. Security sources also confirmed that an additional IAF aircraft crashed in the Batinda area. In a separate incident, an Indian Heron remote piloted vehicle, RPV, was shot down 13 nautical miles east of Jammu city in IOCK. Defense analysts describe this series of losses as a major setback for the Indian Air Force, stating that the operation underscores the IAF's complete operational failure. The way Indian jets were downed like toys raises serious questions about their military strategy, noted defense experts. Tensions between India and Pakistan escalated after the April 22 attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, IOCK, which killed 26 people. India blamed Pakistan-based elements for the assault but provided no evidence. Islamabad strongly denied the allegations. On April 23, India closed the Wagah border crossing, revoked Pakistani visas, and announced the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty. Pakistan condemned the move as an act of war and responded by sealing the Wagah border from its side. The confrontation then erupted on May 6 to 7 as India launched its attack against Pakistan, which spiraled into the gravest military clash between the neighbors in decades. In response to these strikes, the Pakistan Air Force achieved a historic BVR, beyond visual range, combat victory, downing 5 Indian fighter jets, 3 Rafales, 1 Su-30, and 1 MiG-29. Without incurring any losses. Officials declared the outcome a 100-0 score in Pakistan's favor.